There's a power struggle underway in Iraq, and Christians are stuck in the middle. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. More on that in a moment. And then stick around because church planters are gaining ground in Indonesia, and for the price of a latte, you can be instrumental. We'll begin today in the Middle East, where Christians in Iraq are in the pinch of grip between the Sunni government and the Shiite militia. A recent accord basically leaves the Shia in charge of security in the Nineveh Plains, and it's a move that raised alarms in the Christian community, says Samuel of Redemptive Stories. Most of the recent violence against Christians in this region relates to the classic guilty by association scenarios that often play out.
Christians are very connected in the mindset of most Arabs with America and American politics. So they view the evangelical church as a sister to America.
What it means is that when an American politician makes a pro-Israel statement, Christians often take the brunt of the reaction in the Middle East, as recently seen in northern Iraq.
They're being accused of being very pro-Israel. And in our part of the world, it has a negative context because of the fact that it is anti-Arab in their mindset. And so because of that, the evangelical church in particular in Iraq is facing lots of increased persecution and scrutiny.
Although the situation feels overwhelming and unsolvable, Samuel urges us to pray through the news while also recognizing the nuances of the East-West conflict and pray for healing of broken relationships.
It'll help us to speak into the lives of our other Christian brothers and sisters so that they can have a better understanding of what this situation is about.
Next, just 5 months after Cyclone Idai cut a swath through Mozambique and killed hundreds of people, the nation is still struggling to recover. October is the start of Mozambique's lean season, and 2 million people will face food insecurity. Naomi Frizzell, executive director with Audio Scripture Ministries, witnessed the devastation herself on a recent trip to Mozambique.
As I was flying into Beira, I had an opportunity to view the landscape and notice some differences in water patterns. There are still many gaping holes in roofs, even now 5 months past to the cyclone.
On the first week of September, ASM will ship a container to Mozambique filled with aid. The ministry received so many donations, they'll have to double the size of the container.
We've moved from a 20-foot container to a 40-foot container because of the generosity of people in West Michigan and around the United States. Donations in kind as well as cash donations. Donations of medical supplies, donations of agriculture equipment. We are just truly, truly humbled by the generosity of God's people. They have seen a need and they have responded.
And FMI is continuing its church planting expansion work in Indonesia. Ministry began work last year by establishing multiple leadership teams on different islands. Now, these teams mentor and guide their own set of church planters on their island. And with growth comes increased expense. This is where the global church can step up and help. Bruce Allen with FMI tells us,
there are guys in seminary even now in Indonesia that are saying, hey, we want to be mobilized to share the gospel with our own countrymen. We just need some help in doing it, especially as we go out into the very rural areas. And that's where FMI really stands alongside of these guys to help them in their early years of church planting, as they can be empowered to lead their congregations to maturity.
For the monthly cost of a daily latte, you can help support one of these church planters.
One of the things that we are strategically trying to avoid is to increase an unhealthy dependence on foreign funding. Our whole goal is not just to send money every month. The goal is that we empower the church planter to lead his congregation to maturity.
One of the ways FMI measures a church's maturity is through its ability to independently support ministry. Until then, you can help give a church planter and a local congregation a boost. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The deaf have long been ignored and overlooked, but they're one of the largest unreached people groups in the world. This month, Deaf Bible Society offers a special guide to advocate bringing the gospel to the deaf in their unique sign languages. And they're inviting you to make an eternal difference. If this moves you, we can connect you. Just look for the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.